There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. All right, so we're talking about personal history. And what would you change? All right.
We can start with Donna. Donna says, none of it, even the bad. And trust me, there was bad. And trust me, the bad made me the woman I am now.
Well, I think that's part of it, isn't it? That it's kind of what you've been saying, which is we are the sum total of what occurs to us, of the good stuff and the bad stuff. And, you know, so what would you change? But we'll see what other people say as well. Okay, what else we got?
Lorraine says, I would be resistant to men who are charmers. They hurt people.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, that that charm is one of those things that is kind of good news, bad news, that you can really get caught up in it. And, I hear what you're saying. I do.
Rebecca says, I would change my biological father for a better one. All the physical and emotional abuse through my childhood was unnecessary.
I hear. And, let me just talk about that for a minute, okay? That's kind of what my seatmate was saying yesterday, is I wish I had a different mom. And I said, well, yeah, you know, that it's much easier to fall madly in love with our best friend's mom, you know, or our next door neighbors, because we don't have the history with them. But given the reality that you can't, and given the reality that there is an emotional tie there that is pretty unbreakable, I mean, I'm a therapist, so I deal all the time with people who no longer have their parent around, and several things. First of all, the issue about guilt, and people think that, well, gee, I'm just going to be glad when they're gone. But that isn't ordinarily what happens. Number one, I know you're going to be the exception. I hear you. All right. Number two is, quite often the things we dislike most in our parent are the things that we dislike most in ourselves. And that, unfortunately, those that our parents... You know, what happens to us when we're children, to a very large extent, we have almost no control over, a little bit, but not very much. But that's why adulthood was invented, and that's certainly why therapy is kind of a helpful addition to adulthood, to figure out what to do differently. And that there are no, as you can hear from people who preceded you, and if you sort of look at your own self, that there are things that you learned, and it may be that you learned self-reliance, it may be that you learned to deal with difficult situations, difficult people, that there are very few situations that are completely good or completely bad. That we and as Manny and everyone else has pointed out, we probably learn more from the awful stuff than we do from the good stuff, because if we have any brains, what we do with the good stuff is just kind of enjoy it. With the bad stuff, that's where we're going to learn, because we really don't want to go through it again. So, number one, the idea of not feeling some remorse or guilt or regret when our parent, and most of us are going to have our parents predecease us, is apocryphal. And, you know, I'm a therapist, so my population is skewed a little bit, because people are perfectly happy, don't tend to seek me out. But I also am a human being who has friends and lives in the world and have people who I know about who are not my clients and not my callers. So, and I'm just telling you that no matter how much you think you're going to be able to just wash your hands of the parent, it seldom happens for obvious reasons. Number one. Number two, as I said, those characteristics that we most dislike in our parent are quite often the ones that we most dislike in ourselves, and we have them. We carry them with us. Third of all, to a very large extent, how we treat our parent is how our children will learn to treat us. And again, it's almost at that subliminal phase. It's not that we can say as an adult to our teenager or to our adult child, well, you know, your mom was this or your dad was this. They see it when they're very young, and they tend to emulate it when they're very young. So the idea that somehow we're going to, you know, we're going to walk away, you know, it's if not a fatal assumption, I think you have to be really, really careful about it, because I think it's not very accurate. Okay, so for those reasons, what as a therapist I would encourage you to do is to come to grips with them as best you can, and hopefully they're still alive, because it's a lot easier to do when they're alive than once they're not, because at least there can be some interaction, and there can sometimes be some explanation, there can sometimes be some at least dialogue that your dad isn't going to send you to your room anymore, or if he does, you don't have to go. And negotiating with him while he's still alive, as opposed to all those things unsaid. And it doesn't have to be, and when I say negotiate, I'm not suggesting that you try and nail somebody's, you know, feet to the floor or hold it to the fire. It's interesting we talk a lot about feet, don't we? But that you sort of try to say, or ask for what you want now, assuming it's not an apology. Asking people to apologize for past wrongs is a very difficult thing to do. It's not difficult to ask. It's very difficult for someone to grant that. But to say, can you explain to me what your thinking was here, or tell me about how your dad treated you, or tell me about what your goal was here, and to sort of, on some kind of neutral, non-threatening, non-judgmental basis, try to say, explain. And not really for their sake, but for yours. So I'd be really careful about the notion. And look, I suppose if we all had to do over, we would look a little different, we would... You know, I was convinced I was a Romanian princess that was smuggled out of the country and the family Bible. Unfortunately, like both of my parents, I didn't work all that well. But nevertheless, I held tightly to that notion because, you know, I didn't like the family I was born into particularly. And especially when I was a kid, it just didn't really make any sense. And, you know, I felt I was the odd one, which I probably still am. But I would really encourage you, and I know that it's easier to say than to do, but almost everything is easier to say than to do, to go back and see if there's not some way of doing some, at least neutralizing, if not reconciling. Not for your dad's sake, but for your sake. Okay? 855-993-7569 is the way to get in touch with me. Okay, let's see what else we got here.
Aurora says, I would have opened my heart to men who showed interest in me. I'm 41 years old and I've never been in love. How pathetic is that?
It's not pathetic. It just hasn't happened yet. And I think you're really on the right track in saying, here's what I want to do. I want to, you know, I want to be a little less judgmental. I want to maybe not be quite so demanding about what he looks like, or how tall he is, or how much money he makes. You're 40, you're not 140. So hang in there. But I think you have some sense of here's where I can do something different. And it may be that you need to be a little bit more aggressive in terms of your your sort of seeking people out. It may be you want to go online. It may be you want to tell people that you're looking. It may be that you want to join the singles group. It may be that you want to be a little more outgoing at the grocery store. But think about what you've just said, which is I need to do things differently. And it's not the end. It's just where you are right now. So it's an important revelation and good for you because, again, you can't change the last 41 years, but you can change the next 41. So there you go. Okay?
Don says, really tricky, sort of a house of cards. Change one and maybe the house stands. Maybe it falls.
Yeah, it's the butterfly effect, isn't it? But, I mean, look, we can't do this. So this is really more a... This is more sort of a sort of intellectual pursuit than an actual thing. But your point is well taken. It is an interesting notion, though, isn't it? Is if we change one thing, if I give up one icky thing, do I have to give up the rest of the cool things? Good question. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about you, of course, and your childhood, and what would you change in your personal history if you could? Not necessarily childhood, but what would you change? All right, so let's hear what else we got, Manny.
Maxwell says, over the years, I've been known to say I have no regrets. As I've entered into my midlife years, I would change a few things. I would have followed my own dreams and not what family decided for me.
Yeah, it takes a while to figure that out, doesn't it? It was interesting, even talking with my mom, she said, well, you know, they planted me. I said, well, Mom, because they plant you doesn't mean you have to stay there. I mean, you're allowed to do what you want to do. You're a grown-up human being. You changed everybody's diapers. Do what you want to do. But it takes a long time, really, to sort that out, I think, on some levels.
Carolyn says, nothing. Everything that has happened has made me who I am today.
Okay, well, good for you.
Susie says, I would have moved out of my hometown and left the state and never dealt with my family again.
Dear. Well, I would say the same thing to you, darling, that I've said to a previous person. That, it's at some point you sort of try and sort it out. Again, not for their sake, but for yours. Because, it's the only way that I know to sort of have some peace in your life, and especially, I mean, it's one thing when your parents are alive, which doesn't mean that you have to deal with them on the same level that you have or the same basis that you have historically. That at some point, you don't want to be haunted.
Robert says, in 2010, I lost my job and went back to college for nuclear medicine. I got dropped from the program twice due to my nuclear pharmacy grade. Now I have an Associate of Science degree, but I can only get a CNA job as a sitter. I cannot even get a permanent job at a hospital. I am a contractor. I'm making less money now than I made in 1996. I should have just stayed in the computer field.
Well, I mean, so maybe you go back to the computer field. But look, think of it this way. If you had a difficult time in one of the courses, it's one thing if you had a difficult time in one of the courses that was not, you know, was not core curriculum, was not something you were ever going to use again. But this is something that you're going to be using on a day-to-day basis. And if you took it twice and couldn't pass it, it probably means it's not really your strong suit. And therefore, you don't want to necessarily be working in a field in which the thing that's most required of you is something that you have a very hard time with. Right? So maybe it's just something worked out for the better, even though it doesn't feel very good. And between those two options are presumably lots of different kinds of things. And if you're saying, obviously computers weren't where you were having a great time, and pharmacology isn't your strong suit, because there's a lot of math involved in that. So figure out something else you'd really like to do. And at this moment, I mean, the good news about having crappy sort of income is that you don't have a whole lot to lose. I mean, as people can tell you, that sometimes being in a job that you hate that pays really well is a trap in and of itself. So maybe what you need to do is just think about what you'd really like to do. Not something that you think necessarily will pay terribly well, although obviously that's one of the criteria, but seeing if there's, you know, if there's something else that would really make you happy, something that you'd like to do, something that is part of your skill set, something that you may not even have thought about as necessarily being a career. It's just something you enjoy doing, and seeing if there's not a way of taking that and making that viable for you. Because doing something just because it pays well or because it sounds interesting, especially when you turn out to be not very good at it, is a trap. Doing something only for the money that you don't think you're going to like, you've already been there. You don't want to do that again. Instead of saying, well, you know, I was better off where I was. Well, if you truly feel that you liked that, now you can appreciate where you were better, then think about going back. And if you were good at it you'd go to explain to one of your ex-bosses I needed to explore some things, and I have, and what I decided is I really like this, I'd really miss it, and see what the possibilities are. Now, you may have to start at a slightly lower level than you did before, but that doesn't, so what? I mean, you know, you've got presumably time on your side, and so take that information and decide what you want to do with it, all right? But don't decide that there are only two options in the world. There are gobs of options in the world. So just figure out something that you like better. right? 855-993-7569. Let's hear what else we got.
Antonio says, if I could change my history, I would not have joined the U.S. Navy. I was discharged after 1 year after becoming a victim of sexual harassment and bullying, which created an ultra-negative work environment. I think we went over Antonio's story once before.
I think so, too.
On a different
question. I think a different topic. Yeah. I think we asked about sexual harassment.
Yeah. Nitra says, I would learn to love myself a lot sooner. Still working on that.
There you go. I'm going to keep working. I mean, you know, yeah, I agree. And I don't know that it's really love yourself. I know that's, the sort of classic term. But I think all you have to do is kind of appreciate yourself. And maybe that's a little easier term to accept of just deciding, you know, I'm okay. I'm not only okay, I'm pretty cool. You know, that I know what I'm doing here. And But I'm not sure that that's something. There do seem to be some people who are nearly magical about being able to do that early on in their lives. But it's not true for most of us. I think for most of us, it's an acquired skill. Because, again, part of it is we grow up with the notion that that liking yourself or loving yourself is stuck up. Hopefully we're changing that. I mean, because it's such a wrong-headed notion. There's a difference between quiet confidence and braggadocio. And, again, I think if you could just appreciate yourself and understand that you're not perfect, that that you have different skills, that you have some liabilities, and as you can hear, that the mosaic that makes most of us up is what makes us interesting and unique and special. But I agree with you. I think that, but I'm not sure that anybody really does it really early. It's one of those things that we sort of think everybody else has got a handle on, and I'm not sure they do. So it's not too late, darling. And that was kind of the point of this question of, it's not too late that you can always change your past starting today. You can't change anything that's happened before that, but you can change starting today. And that's not such a bad deal, right? I mean, it's just, you can't change everything, but you can change starting today. So decide to start today. Okay, what else we got?
Bethany says, I would change March 2008. And period. The period of March 2008.
March 2008, was that the stock market crash?
Not entirely sure.
2008, I mean, the only thing that stands out 2008 is the stock market, but maybe it would be helpful to know specifically what that means to you, but I guess we'll just have to kind of, hopefully it wasn't your wedding day. I don't know, I guess we're not going to know it. It'll remain a mystery. There we go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, let's. I'll just give you a quick update on the weekend. Fantastic Four tanked. Well, it didn't actually tank. Got $26 million, but it probably cost like $400 gazillion to make. So Mission Impossible was number one for a second week. The Gift did pretty well. It cost $5 million to make and made $12 million, so it's already in great shape. Merle did okay. She made $6.5 million. Not, you know, impressive, but the Fantastic Four. And they've apparently got the sequel already planned, which I don't know why they would do that. They're going to lose their shirts on this one. But maybe they were hoping it will do well overseas, but it didn't do very... It's not a very good movie. I mean, the first half is okay, but the second half makes no sense, so what can I tell you? All right, let's go back to people... Marvel may wish that they could have redone the Fantastic Four and just said that they're the, you know, so-so four or something.
Nancy says, I think I would try not to care so much about what people think about me and just have confidence in who I am. I think I'm a kind person, and while I know I'm far from perfect, that's a very good quality.
agree with you that kind is kind of the thing that trumps. If you ask people what's most important to them, I think it's a little bit age-dependent, to be quite honest. The older we are, I think the more we view kindness as a really crucial kind of issue. But again, I'm not sure. You know, all of us are in such a hurry, and we forgot and forget that we need to evolve and sort of learning to just accept yourself. And we know that that really happens sometime for most people after they're in their 40s, which is, in theory, middle age, right? In theory, sort of, if you're talking about mid-40s, late-40s, but that's the first half of your life. And one of the things I've decided to start thinking about my life is in chapters. That, you know, the first half of my life was basically, the first part of my life was really education and my nuclear family and finding, you know, who I was with respect to the rest of the world. Then the next chapter was raising a family and being married. And then the chapter after that was really career and sort of sorting that out. And so I'm sort of in my, fourth or fifth chapter now, trying to figure out, okay, what do I do now? But if you view it that way, and if you view, think about like a movie plot, right? You need to get to your point of the story, and you don't really start with it unless it's a James Bond movie or a Marvel comic book with the most extraordinary stuff at the beginning. Because if you think about, if we use that metaphor, that in a Bond movie or a Marvel comic book movie, in some ways the opening scene is the best, and it goes downhill from there and on. Because all you have to do is put together one fantastic, sort of mind-boggling stunt. And then after that they tell a story. And so the idea is to kind of suck you in, and maybe that's what our births are or something. But if you think about it, think how long it takes to develop the characters so that you can get a plot, whether they're going to become Spider-Man or Superman or Batman or any kind of any story, Tale of Two Cities. I mean, think of any kind of metaphor you want, a song that sort of has a build-up and then it gets to the refrain. And I'm not sure why we don't think of our lives the same way, because we have so many examples of exactly that. It takes a while to get everything in place so that you can do the really good stuff. And yet, you know, all of us are kind of, including me, kind of deplore, well, gee, you know, how come it didn't happen faster? How come it didn't happen sooner? But it's an unrealistic expectation. It just really takes time and experience and bouncing around and finding some negatives and finding some positives and finding out what you want to do or what you didn't want to do. And presumably most of us are not the same person we were 5 years ago or 10 years ago, thank goodness. But we need to evolve to that point. And so saying, you know, I wish, and I said the same thing. I said I wish that I'd been maybe a little calmer. Well, you know, calm is something that doesn't come naturally to me. It's something I've had to learn. And sort of celebrating sort of accomplishments is something I've had to learn. But, I mean, in some ways, I mean, I don't think that's what people come out of the, you know, out of the cabbage patch knowing. We have to learn it. And as we said, you know, repeatedly, not only today but every day, that you're going to learn a lot more from the things that you didn't know how to do than things you already knew how to do. So, all right, keep going.
Allison says, it's all part of the journey. Do I regret? Yes. I wouldn't change anything, though, because it created my beautiful life I live now. Those regrets were part of learning how to make better choices.
Amen. Good for you. Yep, I agree.
And then last one here from Lisa. She says, I would want to be less sensitive, not such a pushover.
But again, you know, that especially women are sort of taught to be, you know, good little girls. We want to be polite. We want to be easy to get along with. We want to be daddy's little girl. And then we want to be, you know, a boyfriend's girlfriend, and then we want to be a good wife and a good mother, and, you know, that we're sort of socializing to be good little girls, and it takes a while. I mean, think of my mom saying they planted me, and my saying, well, why couldn't you just say I don't want to be planted? You know, that people presumably weren't attempting to be rude or nasty to you, but if it's not something you want to do, then you don't have to be ugly about it. Just say, you know, no, look, I'd like to be in the other room. So, I mean, my mom, and I, you know, I said to her, so just tell them, you know, that's not what you want. Although my mother, she does stand up to me. I don't know if she stands up to everybody else. What can I tell you? All righty. We got any more?
That was the last one.
That was the last one?
Yeah.
All righty. So what have I got here? I've got about 4 or 5 minutes, right?
Yeah, about 4 minutes.
All right. So can we do an email here? Do I have time to do an email?
Yeah, I think we can start the email and probably answer.
So maybe we ask the question and then I answer the question after the break, huh?
Yeah.
I put myself on hold. How rude is that?
Hold on, Joy. We're going to put you on hold.
I thought I was the host. Wait a minute. I thought nobody could put me on hold. Well, I put myself on hold. Oh, well, what can I tell you?
Okay. All right. This email is from Rob. Rob says, "Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm having an issue with attraction in my relationship and want to get your advice on how to softly have a conversation with my girlfriend. It's a scary topic for me to broach as I do not want to hurt her feelings, but since I do have these feelings, I feel the need to say something. I've been in my relationship for about a year and a half, and in the beginning, my attraction was strong. She has many of the characteristics that I want in a long-term partner. The problem is, lately she has not been taking care of herself. She often eats poorly, example being fast food, and she does not frequently do physical activity. Can you help me come up with a talk track for having this discussion? I know that I'm not perfect either. While I don't constantly work out myself, I do outside activities like soccer and football on a frequent basis. I feel that my eating habits have slipped since being in a relationship with her and can also improve as well. I'd love to take some time to discuss this topic with you, if possible. Please feel free to call me at your convenience. Best regards, Rob." Well, I think Rob, it'd be great if Rob could give us a call, too.
Do we have his phone number?
I don't. He did not leave it in the email.
Give us a call, but I'm not going to give you my phone number. Folks, I mean, because what I was going to say is, we'll call him, and we can talk about this. But he didn't give us a phone number, huh? Apparently not. Folks, look, we can do that if you want. If you want to send us an email and say exactly as Rob has done, is sort of set it up and then say, could you call me about this? We absolutely can do that. I mean, and I suppose that's kind of a shorthand way of that way you can make sure that we're going to talk about your subject at that moment. But Manny, we don't have a phone number for him. I don't know if we do or don't. Sounds like maybe not. I'll tell you what. If we have a phone, if we have a number for him, then we'll call him back. Manny was answering the phone for me. All right, Manny, do we have a phone number for Rob or not?
Is there
one on there?
No.
Okay. All right. So I'll tell you what. Can Helen wait? Helen, hang on for me. I'll get to you in just a minute. But let me answer his call. I was hoping we had a phone number for him, and then we could take your phone call and then talk with him on the phone when we got him. Folks, that's a perfectly legitimate thing to do. It's send me an email with a question and a phone number, and then we'll call you. But don't say, call, can we talk about it, and then not give us a phone number, right? I'm sure it's just an oversight, but or if you're hearing this, give us a call. All right, so the issue about attraction, not an uncommon one. And the first thing you probably have to do, though, is decide, are you still in this? I don't know if you're talking about marriage or not, but if you're just, and you also, number one, you need to look at your patterns. If basically you're in love with everybody for a year, year and a half, and then you sort of get bored with them, then talking with her about nutrition or exercise or sort of jazzing up your sex life a little bit is not a fair thing to do, because no matter what she does, you're going to ankle on her. So the first thing you need to ask yourself, is this a pattern that I've fallen into? And if so, then we need to talk about the pattern and not the particular victim of the pattern at this moment. All right, let me put you on hold and we'll come back. And we'll see if I finish this up or deal with Helen. We'll work it out. But if you want me to call you back on an email, leave us a phone number, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Are you enjoying Dr. Joy Brown? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. Dr. Joy Brown has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/docjoy. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/docjoy. That's gcnlive.com/docjoy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so let me get back quickly to the comment, because it's such a common phenomenon of deciding that I'm not sure, you know, that some of the excitement has gotten out of it. And understand, first of all, the assumption that kind of passion that you find in the first 6 to 9 months of a relationship lasts at most maybe 18 months, and probably not that long. And hopefully what it does is morph into something a little deeper, perhaps a little less fun in some level. I mean, because, you know, who among us does not love the idea of falling in love and the craziness and whatever, but presumably that isn't something that necessarily lasts the entire time, but morphs into more an appreciation of each other and a willingness in knowing each other's body. That I think a larger part of the things that we view as love are sex and lust, and a large part of that is kind of the unfamiliar of some of the nervousness of are they going to like me and whatever? And hopefully after you're in a really good relationship, it's not that the sex goes away. It's just that it sort of transmutes into something a little bit different. So as I said, the first thing you have to ask yourself, is this a pattern? And if it is, we need to talk about that pattern. Second thing is if you're saying that that both of you have gotten into really lousy habits, rather than saying, honey, your body just isn't as cool as it once was, which is not going to work. Because what she's going to think is, I thought you loved me for who I am. And you know, men feel hurt because women, after they feel that they're committed, tend to relax and stop working out and stop sort of doing all the crazy things that they thought they were doing to attract a man, because they feel comfortable and happy and accepted. And men feel, wow, she doesn't care about me enough to keep herself in good shape anymore. So it's one of those dreadful kind of inconsistencies between men and women that really does need to be addressed. But I think saying to her, look, I've gotten sloppy. I'm feeling like I'm not, you know, the man I was when you met me. So let's sort of start eating better. Let's start working out a bit more. And one of the things that we know about working out is that it liberates endorphins. So the two of you, especially if you're working out together, may find a whole new dimension to your physical life together. But make sure that this isn't part of your pattern, and she's just the latest casualty of that. Okay, and as I said, give me a call if you like, and next time if you want me to call you, leave us a phone number. Like, you know, Joe, do your part. Buy a ticket. Okay, Helen, you're on the air. Sarah, I'll get to you as well. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I wanted to ask if ever I get the opportunity for a do-over, how you would recommend that I handle this situation in the future.
Okay.
I was in a... I was riding home with some friends from a big event, and they got in a really bad fight verbally. The only alteration, you know, where they hit one another was where the woman who was driving kind of slapped at the man and kept telling him to shut up. But they were arguing, and it was from one end of the town to the other end. I put too much stress on them. It was a big event. They were had both worked hard at it. There were a couple hundred people at the event. Anyway,
why are you assuming,
in the back seat.
I got it, but why are you assuming you put too much pressure on them? Why are you assuming it was your fault?
I don't know if it was or if that's their pattern.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well,
they were tired, and then they had a drive. I didn't live near them. I lived at the other end of town like they did, but in the other corner of the town. And they were arguing about which route to follow.
My guess is that they... I don't know that I would take that on your shoulders, that you were making them unhappy. But look, it's not a bad opening gambit. What did you do or say in this... Was this recently? Is this weekend?
Yeah, yesterday.
Okay. So what did you do or say? Anything?
Okay. No, I didn't say anything for a long time. Finally, I just said, why don't we just go to your house, and why don't you two relax, and I'll have my husband come there and pick me up from there, see, which was my original plan.
And what did they say? What did they say?
She kept driving, and they kept arguing.
Okay.
About which route to take. And
yeah, I hear what you were trying to do. I just think they probably viewed it as insulting. So here's what I would do if I had it to do over again, which again is not a criticism of you, because everybody always.
Because I mean, that was a very short thing that I said compared to the ride.
No, I get it.
It was a long
I think
argument.
I got it. Most of us have been in a situation where somebody that, I mean, most of us, if you live long enough and you have enough married friends, sooner or later going to be a situation where they're taking off after each other.
Yeah,
and I think what I've done is said, listen, I understand that you guys have got some things to work out, but I got to tell you, I just got out of a relationship where this was absolutely what went on, and it just makes my stomach hurt. So is there any way that we can sort of defer this? And it actually worked very well, because I wasn't making them feel guilty about being nincompoops. And I was saying it was my fault that I was, you know, I was really sensitive to it. In the particular case of the car, what I might have said is, hey, listen, guys, I feel a little bit responsible here because you came to get me. How about if I sit up front and you can sit in the back and you know, listen to my iPod or something? I think that intervening without making them feel guilty is usually a worthwhile kind of thing to do, because I think most people, once they get in the middle of it, are just not paying much attention to the fact that it's public. And all of us are uncomfortable being around people who are fighting. So rather than saying, why don't you just drop me off and my husband will come and get it, which really implies that they're making you so uncomfortable you don't want to be with them anymore, which is just going to make them feel worse, because it'll either make them feel guilty or angry with you, or both.
I didn't say it until about a half an hour into the fight.
I know, I wouldn't have let the fight go on quite so long. I probably would have said in the first couple of minutes, "Hey, gang, listen. It sounds to me that I'm kind of contributing to the stress here. How about if I got up front and navigated?" And usually, once people, because you haven't at that moment made them feel guilty that they're being nincompoops, and most people, if you can intervene in the situation for a moment, they will catch their breath. It's just that, you know, when we get in the middle, I mean, you're married, and presumably you and your husband have had a fight at some point. You just get so involved in it that it has its own momentum. And the idea of somehow it feels like a fight to the death, that somehow if I give up on this, that, you know, that he'll win, or that. And I think that's where they were. And fights in cars, among other things, are dangerous. So I would have just said in the first couple of minutes, "Hey, gang, listen, I feel really guilty about this. How about if I come up front, or why don't we stop and I'll get us all something to drink or something?" I would have done it much earlier, because a half hour in, you know, at that moment, either that or I probably would have just gone to sleep, put on my iPod and gone to sleep, you know, my earbuds. Because at that moment, you're just not going to be able to do anything. So you either have to intervene fairly early and just say, "Guys, this is really a problem for me. Let me sit up front and navigate, and you can sit in the back. Or, you know, let me, my treat, let's stop and get an ice cream cone or something." But once it's gone down a half hour, I think you have to intervene very early, or put on your earbuds and go to sleep and just pretend you're not there.
Okay.
All right, fair enough.
And so today, now, I was wanting to try to make things right.
Well, if they, you know, I'd probably just...
I was going to phone them, thank you, but...
Yeah,
and so
I'd send them a note just saying thanks for the ride. And
okay.
Yeah, okay. Sarah, you'll be next.
That's great.
Okay, Sarah, you'll be next. I'll give you as much time as you need. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water, and your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.